Well, yeah, Here on Earth is really quite a it's a philosophical look at the big questions in life. I mean, why do we exist in the way we do? What role can we play in, you know, in our personal lives and as a species in terms of the bigger picture of life on Earth, you know? And I guess I've come to the realization that we actually do probably have a special place in our planet and the way it's made. I know that's not a fashionable scientific view, but, you know, what I see is that as you look at the evolution of life over time, it starts off with simple bits that need coordinating, single cells that need to be coordinated into multicellular organisms. And in order to do that, you need some sort of intelligence. So brains have evolved. And then communities of individuals with brains have evolved with the social insects like bees and ants and all that sort of stuff, you know. And we're now seeing a community of individuals with brains evolve into a larger entity, being human civilization, that really has a potential to act as the intelligence of the planet. And I think that's probably our destiny from an evolutionary perspective. Yeah, it says evolution has thrown us up to better coordinate the organs of planet Earth. Do you know, when a baby's born, it can hardly coordinate itself. It can't walk, it can't talk, lots of things it can't do. And the nervous system needs to harmonise with the brain and the body to do that. Well, we're in the same position. We've just developed the nervous system, the satellites that tell us the state of the Earth, and the millions of computerised probes and things, and everything from agricultural fields through to ocean buoys, you know. So we've developed that that system, but we're just starting to learn. So like a newborn infant, we're just beginning to take on the job of coordinating, I think. The internet potentially for the first time allows our species to think and act as one, and that's what a brain has to do if it's to be any use in regulating a planet. So it potentially allows us to see problems, assess them, and then to act on them. We've got massive problems around climate change at the moment. We've got sort of innumerable other areas, including poverty of some people, warfare, you know, lots of social issues that we need to deal with as well. And we need to start actually dealing with those one by one. And this, I don't think this is some utopian pipe dream. I think we can do it if we act as a species. First of all, we need new systems of governments within countries, because the current systems of democracy we have are just not sufficiently democratic. So, you know, the Liberal Party has 15,000 members, and somehow those people decide on everything. And they don't even decide on everything. They don't pick the Prime Minister. You know, that's picked by a smaller group. You know, at each level, democracy is lost. And we need a system where the foundations of democracy are laid very properly, so the people actually choose the Prime Minister. Or the Prime Minister emerges from the people, you know, in a very direct way, where ministerial responsibility emerges from the people in a very direct way, where people actually help shape policy. And the internet allows you to do all of that. So we need to sweep away the old, this old relic of the Magna Carta, and develop a new system which allows true democracy to flourish at the country level first. Then I think we can look at the larger level. The first thing is you want everyone to be represented. You want group wisdom to prevail, and that means all of us have to give a bit, right? We all have to give a bit to others and allow our collective wisdom to prevail on things. We need a means of coordinating all of that. We need a means of keeping corruption at bay, so that's all doable using the internet as well. We think about, for example, making sure that everything's utterly transparent. Every donation made to support this program, project, whatever you want to call it, is transparent and up there. If someone wants to stand for politics, they put their CV up and we can all comment on it for 3 months or 6 months before they actually get the vote goes on, you know, and everything can be laid bare, so we know exactly who we're voting for. All of this is possible, you know, but we need, and the system is there. We just need people to realise that there is a terrible need for change, because I feel in some ways as if we're living in kind of late Republican Rome. You know, the very structures that have served us reasonably well up to now are now under dire threat, and radicals are gaining control and taking liberties from individuals in ways that are utterly unacceptable. Let's imagine you've joined a program to do something about democracy in this country. You may have an interest in the arts. You know, you may live in an electorate. So you may say, okay, what I'm going to do is contribute my little bit of money to this program, and then I'm going to join the chat forum or the forum which deals with arts-related matters to try to bring up, or even in a finer level than that, it might just be dance or it might be radio or something you decide to try to do. We've got to work out first which level of government's best to deal with this, you know, which level of organization is best to deal with it. So you might do that, and you might be looking up and you might say, oh, well, there's half a dozen people who want to stand as our shadow minister or whatever it is for arts. I'll have a look at their CVs, and I think that one's pretty good. I'll vote for them. And in our local electorate, you might say, well, in my electorate and in the ones on either side, there's five or six people I need to assess, and I'll do that, and that'll be my contribution. You know, so the collective wisdom doesn't mean you need to comment on everything. It means that you need to apply your expertise and your knowledge to the area where you have something to say. The fact that politics as often serves in the interests of an individual career politician as it does, or more often than it does, the interests of the nation. The fact that we can't get sensible long-term policy out of our current politics. The utter degradation of the individual in the political system, I think, is all of that is they're problems that we need to fix. There are good people in politics. I think what we're getting is a system which corrupts even the best, if you want. And I use that word corrupt in a very broad way, not in terms of taking money, but in terms of corrupting their goodness.
Seems whoever you vote for, a politician gets in.
That's because the system's broken, and that's why we need a new system.
Thanks for talking to us, Tim.
That's a pleasure. And I think we need citizen politicians, which is why Cincinnatus is my great hero.